I'm so excited to have you on the show, Grace. I've been watching your videos recently, and it's so cool to be sat with two powerful, beautiful, incredible, intelligent, successful women. So thanks for coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You know what? The reason you kind of piqued my interest was because I've been aware of you for a little while now, because you've got a YouTube channel, you do videos about property, you inspire a lot of people as well, help people with their mindset and different things. I think you mentioned Grace to me.
Yes.
A few months back. And you kind of came on my attention, and you mentioned me a couple of times in your videos.
Yep.
And I saw you kind of shouting me out. And then you even said, I'm coming to the crash course. So I was like, okay. And then I saw you at the crash course, shouted you out. And then kindly, you did a big long video where you talked about your experience at the crash course, and you gave it like a really beautiful, I mean, how nice was that?
Yeah, literally. I said to Samuel, this is the best testimony I think we've ever had.
Really?
Genuinely.
It was so good. Thanks. It was so good that people thought that you'd been paid by me to say it.
That's crazy, isn't it? I know, I've got loads of like comments saying, have you been paid? And definitely not. I went there on my own accord, and anyone that's a subscriber of mine will know that I've been to loads of seminars this year already. So what I do is every time I go, I say my like real...
Can I say something crazy as well? I was actually like thinking, when I saw your video, you put Samuel Lee's Crash Course Review, and you actually had an angry face on the thumbnail.
Oh, that was about something else.
But that was about something else.
Yeah.
And because you've done videos in the past where you've been to seminars and you've kind of done like... not exposed, but you've been like, it was a bit rubbish. I thought, I hope that this is a good video. And I watched it, and it was just the best.
Yeah.
Aww. So we love that.
Yeah.
I like to give surprises. So.
Well, that's great. And then I think it was, we spoke, and it was just like, let's just get down to the studio. You do property videos.
Yeah.
What made you want to start doing videos on property investing?
Well, basically, a few years ago, I bought my first home at like 26. And for me, I'm always quite hard on myself, so I just thought, oh, it's a standard thing to do. But I realise a lot of people my age haven't bought like their first home. So I thought, why don't I just tell people how to do this, motivate people, and like let people know how to save money like efficiently. And yeah, just spiral from there, and then I get loads of questions, so then I just continue.
But your videos are detailed as well, like they're pretty specific. You've done videos on Help to Buy. I think I might have even robbed your idea.
Yeah.
It's all coming up.
No, because I have done that. Like, when I was saving for my home, I had, like, I think £15,000 saved. And I thought, how the hell am I going to save all this money? So I tried the government scheme, and it was no use to me. So that is why I know about it firsthand.
Yeah.
And so I just sort of, like, gave everyone the ins and outs of it, because not everyone reads, like, the details. There's a lot. There's, like, a good few pages that I'm sure people just think, oh, this is great. I can buy my first home. But there's pros and there's cons.
Yeah.
So it depends what you're
good at researching.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I do that in my job, so.
You've got a YouTube channel as well.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about the Amelia Asante YouTube channel.
So I probably started over a year ago, and I've always wanted to do it. Always, always, always. And I'm always going to stop myself because I'm a bit of a perfectionist.
Oh, okay.
A bit. Like, you are... with your YouTube videos, me and Amelia will do a video together, and I'll be like, it's just perfect, the lighting's great, and then I'll say, let's publish it, and she'll say, well, let me just go and just polish it up a little bit, and then a couple of days later I'll be like, what happened with that video? I deleted it wasn't good enough. I'm like,
I know, like, I think the one thing I have learned from you though is you just do it and it goes out. You don't even really have control now, because you'll give it to the media team, they'll put it out. You're not like,
I don't see the videos before they go out.
Yeah, that's mad.
I don't see them.
I'm the same as you. I watch my video about 10 times and make sure everything I say is right, and I do edit my videos. Like, I don't put things in it that isn't necessary to say.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get what you mean.
So when you shoot a video, like let's say it's a 10 minute video, how long did you actually spend, how much content did you put out?
You don't want to know.
Really?
About 40 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
What happened to the 30 minutes?
I'm talking. Sometimes I'll say the same thing in a different way, and then I'm like, I don't like the way I said that, so I'll say it again.
Yeah.
And then I use that bit.
When did your channel sort of start, like, I know it's not, when I say blown up, I just mean when, because you've got, you know, you've got quite a lot of subscribers. When did that spike? When did that happen?
It's when I'm more consistent, that's when I notice the growth in my channel. Like, I go through stages, like, a few years ago where I don't post anything for, like, a a month or two, and then yeah, it's like you have to start from scratch again. So yeah, you have to be consistent.
Your videos, like you've just done a few where you've jumped on like a trend or something.
Yeah, it's
that's a good thing as well.
What's the most popular video you did?
The most popular, it was about freshers. It's when I was at uni, so it was like a fresher.
That's
had
like 15,000 views.
Yeah, and they're no really promo popular. Or no. Yeah, literally. And it's added, I think things are unique to you as well. Like, I did a video on my time in Australia because I was there for like a year and like study abroad, and that just picked up. Yeah. But it wasn't really any like magic behind it.
You know what,
just
though?
Posted it.
YouTube is like having your own TV show. Mm. You do not need to be a superstar to have a big YouTube channel. And I mean, you've had 50, sort of like 15,000 views on some of your videos. Imagine if you filled a room of 15,000 people. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. You don't think of it like that. But
no,
yeah.
And your videos, you know, you consistently get a lot of views. You get you've got a lot of followers. I know people are always saying, you know, do a meet and greet, you know. Do you monetize off the back of your channel at all? Do you profit from it apart from just ads?
I have been approached a few times by like brands that want my their like item on my channel and stuff, but I'm really particular because obviously I don't want to look like I'm selling something, and it has to like relate to what I'm talking about. And often I'm talking about like motivational stuff, so unless it's like holistic or if it's and it's not often that, but sometimes I do like fashion hauls. Yeah. I like doing them, and then I get like nice clothes for holiday and stuff, and bikini hauls.
I've got a great bikini haul on my channel.
Yeah, I bet. You should do one this year.
Yeah, the best.
Once he's got ripped.
But that's the thing, like, sometimes people might, I'll do a video on Help to Buy, you'll do a video on Help to Buy, but people might resonate with you in a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what's your focus with your YouTube channel?
My focus, I think just being consistent.
Yeah.
Like, that
you
is
are consistent.
Main thing.
You are consistent.
I'm consistently not doing
it. So do you post every week?
That's the thing. When I started at uni, I did it where there was a bit where I was doing it every week, and it gave me so much fulfillment because you're just, you feel like you're on track, you've got your life on track. But I haven't posted for ages.
Oh, okay.
And now I need to post.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. But as well, because I do like a bit of videography, like I started for Samuel as a videographer. So I think for me as well, it's kind of that thing of like, I wouldn't feel comfortable putting something up just on my phone or something because people know I've got that background. So then they'd be like, wait a second, I thought you were professional. What's, I guess that's probably in my head a little bit.
That must be what
well.
It is. It's the super high standard. That's what it is. Mm. See, when I started on my YouTube channel, I just filmed everything on my phone.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
When did you start?
I did put my first video out like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. So I discovered your channel about a year ago when I was looking for my second home.
Yeah.
And I literally just typed something random in and you came up. And then I like literally learned a lot about buying a second home from watching you. And then I gave up on that for a little bit. But I still mentioned you whenever anyone asked me in my live chat. So like, just watch his channel because he knows everything.
Property related, yes.
But yeah, but you've been way more. You post every day. You're really good.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I've got 5 full-time videographers.
Yeah.
And I don't edit the videos myself. I don't, unless... And like sometimes if we do a financial freedom challenge or something, I might edit it myself just because I'm a little bit like, I know it's going to get so many views, but day to day I don't edit the videos. And I also as well, because my videographers follow me around a lot, so I'll have people out on the road with me, filming me in meetings. It kind of forces you to live an extremely transparent life.
Yeah.
Because I really feel like most people, they're one person when they're with one group of friends. Another person when they're with their family, another person when they're at work, another person, and they have like car park mentalized boxes of how they live their life. Mm-hmm. See, I don't live like that, but I couldn't, because if I did, it would be like
who's this?
Honestly, because my team are with me all the time. In my life and in my business, there's no separation between business, between social, between church, between charity. It's everything is just my life, and the same people cross over in different parts of it. You know,
I do believe that some people bring out certain things in you. So like, say if I'm with a certain group of friends, they might bring out something else in me that another group of friends don't. So it's not that you're different, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. It's weird. I think that's a weird
thing
about
YouTube. But that's really
good. That would be a different side, but still you. You're still being authentic and true to yourself.
Yeah, I'm still me. I still have the same opinions.
You're not, here's the thing. I think the definition of integrity is doing in private what you do in public.
Yeah.
The definition of integrity is your values and principles being the same. You're not weak-minded or blown by the wind. So having a different type of humour or you know, being serious and then being jokey and then that's
quite a difficult thing to do.
What's that?
Like to be different around different people, because like, that's like an act almost, isn't it? Because even for myself, I've been to like networking events, even at work, where I've got to be really corporate, and then I'm like, Grace, don't say any jokes today, just be like, and I can't help it. So but some people can, and they can be different, and even on YouTube, people can be different.
Yeah, but also as well, when you've got videographers following you around 24/7, you also can never lie.
Yeah, that's true.
Because imagine if I say something that's not true, geez, I've got videographers filming me every time. So if I'm making a sale, if I'm trying to sell a piece of property or whatever, and I sell it, and to get the deal, I say something that's not true, I'm filmed.
Yeah.
It takes a very transparent, honest person to allow someone to film them 24/7.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. You know. So true. So what advice would you give to people that want to be consistent that don't have five videographers?
Is this for you?
Yeah, being selfish.
I don't know. You have to do things you really enjoy doing. Like what I do is I write down things that I want to talk about and then like do a little few bullet points. And you can even have one day. I shouldn't say this, but I do it in like one day. Obviously, I work full time. So I've got to do one day, change my top each time.
You fraud!
And then just like sometimes you're in the mood for it and then you have a lot of videos. Say if you did five and you want to have one a week, you've got one for the next 5 weeks each week. So,
no, I love that.
So I'd say do that, because some people do one a day. Like, you know, you do as well. But like some people that work full time do one each weekend, but they could do a good few. Like, videos don't tend to run that long, do they? How long are your videos usually?
10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it depends on the video. Sometimes it might only be five.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes 20. So you don't need loads of time to do it. Yeah. And as a girl, though, we do like hair and makeup, so it's a bit different.
Yeah.
When you do the video as well, like something Patricia Bright does really well is she'll be talking about something, but she'll be putting makeup on.
And that's a good idea.
And then it makes you want to watch it till the end.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I can't do that. But is there anything similar I could do? Could I like lint roll my top or something? You know.
Or like, I love watching mukbangs.
Mukbangs.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
No.
Oh, well, you watch people eat.
No.
Yeah. I love.
You don't want to just watch me eat. Surely.
No, honestly, I love watching people eat. It's a bit weird, but like, do you watch Trisha Paytas?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just sits there. She talks back. Not horrible swear. She talks about anything.
Yeah.
And she just eats and eats.
It's like a thing. And people will watch other people.
I can't believe... And we will show you one after this.
No, I've never heard of it, but it sounds strange. I'd rather watch Patricia Bright put makeup on. But I'll check it out.
You say that now, but when you watch it, you might...
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Maybe you can work out and do a video.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
good. We should have done one today.
Yeah. A workout session. Oh, have you met Marvin, my PT?
No.
He's so cool.
Cool.
I mean, honestly, you and is your PT?
Yes, my PT too. Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah,
I went to one of his classes the other day as well, so I saw him in his full potential, and it was really cool.
Because sometimes people think because I have a full time personal trainer, because he's full time, because I hire him full time, pay him a full time salary, that he's literally with me full time. But that would kind of be strange.
Mm.
So although he's with me a lot, he's not with me full time. Sometimes he'll do stuff with Amelia or other people on the team. But I know it is. It is really good.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Are you at the gym doing like training, or is it just like you're running around the park?
Marvin normally comes around my house and literally
wakes you up at 6:30.
Wakes me up. He is my alarm clock. Then works me out. Then cooks me breakfast.
Oh, that's nice. So a chef and a PT.
Yeah, he might not like me saying that. I don't know, but no, he's just a good friend.
Oh, God,
so tell me, when we met, and the first time we ever met was when you came to the cross.
I was queuing up to talk to you.
You were. But what was the experience like compared to what you thought it was going to be like?
I think I was waiting for like a catch, I've got to say. Mm. But I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I loved it. And everyone I spoke to loved it as well. And it really like, obviously you learn about property and stuff, but it's also quite motivational. Like that side of it is really, really valuable.
You read the book The Secret, didn't you?
Yes, Sam.
Oh, have you?
And I know you've read the book The Secret.
Lots of times.
Let's talk about it.
Have you read the book The Secret?
I've read the book The Secret.
Okay, so we'll have a conversation.
You'll have a conversation. And then, no, but I don't know if I have, but I'm totally familiar with all the principles and stuff.
Okay.
I must have read it, like, maybe a decade ago.
So the law of attraction is like, it's energy. So everyone radiates energy, good and bad, and so whatever you put out you sort of get back. So if you're a positive person, you think positively, and you have like a goal set and you're 100% certain about it, it will happen. I have no doubt about that. So that's another thing I wanted to say to you, like with the property thing. Like, I could sit here and tell you how to buy a property. You could sit there, tell all your massive audience how to buy a property. But if you don't have a positive mindset, it's actually, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but it's less likely to, because if you're positive, everything aligns itself. But it sounds crazy when I say it out loud.
I see it happen.
But yeah, I see, honestly, it's happened in everything in my life. Me buying my home at like 25, 26. I had that as a name when I was 18. Done it. Anything I've ever got in my life, I have thought about it and I've got it. You probably have subconsciously
no,
as well.
I definitely believe in the power of the power of visualization.
Visualization. So thoughts
become things.
Yeah.
And also when you speak something out, I think you speak it into existence.
Yeah.
So I think you've got to be really careful with your words.
Yeah.
I never speak negatively over myself. I'm not saying I'm not critical of myself, but I'll never talk down.
Yeah, never
on
put
myself
yourself down.
But people do. Mm-hmm. People do all the
time. It's very a thing that a lot of humans, I think naturally we put ourselves down. But yeah, I think when you're aware of it, then you don't do it. In the beginning, I was quite a negative Sally, years and years ago. And my like quote was, don't have high expectations because you'll always be disappointed. Like, that was like my quote I used to say to people. So like now it's the opposite. I would never think that. Now I'm like, no, I'm going to do
this. So what changed?
I watched The Secret. One of my mum's friends actually brought it around the house. No one was paying attention to it apart from me. And I was like, this is amazing. And then I think I had £20 in my bank and I spent £12.99 on the book. And then from then, I swear, like, my whole life has changed. And I know that sounds crazy, but everything in my life I've ever wanted happens.
Did you ever visualise the stuff that you've got now?
It's weird, because I don't think everything I've visualised, so to speak, where because, you know, sometimes they're like, say if you wanted this flat and it had brown carpet, you visualise every little detail. But I think a lot for me was just, like, energy that I put out. Like, for example, even me, like, working with you and here, it wasn't how I was like, right, I'm going to see myself next time, I'm going to do it. But it was...
Although you did say something when we first met, weirdly.
Yeah, when we first met, so I went up to Samuel at the crash course and I was like, oh, thank you. And my mum came up with me as well. And she was like, I didn't even know she was going to say it. And it was just a bit weird.
Yeah, but you told her beforehand. You spoke, obviously.
Yeah, obviously me and mum would
speak. What did you speak about beforehand?
I was just like, I want to get into this. Like, I'm super confident about it. Like, I'm going to go and talk to him. And then my mum, when she came up to Samuel, she was like, watch her, she'll surprise you, you know. And then here we are like a year or so later and I'm like with you every single day. And it's nothing, it's because at that point I would have never thought, oh, I'm going to visualise I'm going to be Samuel's talent manager. But it was more just like, what's the word? Like, without me even thinking about it, just my whole energy about it. And, like, even how the opportunity came to me and, like, you saying come down to London. Like, when I think about a lot of people, like my friends and people like that, I just don't think they'd attract the same opportunity.
Well, what attracted me about you was actually your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Because you came to the crash course, you then did some advanced training, you came on the Deal Phonics Extravaganza, your mum joined the academy, which was great. But then I spotted you on YouTube and I saw your YouTube videos and I just thought, oh, and that to be honest... Same with Grace. I wouldn't be sat having this conversation with Grace if you didn't have your YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's true. You just put yourself out.
It just wouldn't happen. Because when someone's on YouTube, see, people say to me all the time, Samuel, can I have a coffee with you? Or Samuel, I want to meet, I want to tell my story. Just put it on YouTube and then I might see it.
Become a YouTuber. Then.
Just become a YouTuber. Just become a YouTuber.
Now everyone's going to be opening YouTube accounts.
Good. Yeah. But not only will I see it, but so will everybody.
Yeah, it's true.
And then if you're a good person, you have good energy, they'll see that and you'll start, doors will start massively opening.
Yeah, it does open a lot of doors on YouTube. It really does.
It is crazy. Like, even now, like, when I'm talking about it, I'm like, why have I not still done it? But even the tiny, like, few videos that I did, like, uni reached out to me.
The 1.2 videos that you put up?
Yeah.
You put up some good videos. Yeah. You know, but go on.
But even like my uni reached out to me and wanted me to like speak in for them. And just from like videos that I'd done in like an hour in my bedroom at uni. Like, it's just crazy to me. And I wasn't even like consistent at that point. They just saw like a one video and was like, come and speak. Obviously Samuel. I even got offered other jobs that like were seen through that. So
do you know what though? Having a YouTube channel is so much more valuable in 2020 than having a good CV.
Yeah, it is true. But I don't know if I'd want my employer to see my YouTube channel.
Really? Why not?
I don't know.
They will see it.
Sometimes, I don't know, they haven't.
They will. They will.
Don't say that!
They'll have already watched it.
No, they haven't.
They have.
I've got a different surname.
They'll have watched it.
Because, I don't know.
They'll be playing dumb.
But at least my channel's like quite...
Your channel's good.
It's not like it's not...
is it not rubbish? Oh, that's good.
No, I mean it's not...
Trasher.
Yeah. I'm being like, I'm putting out a good message. It's not like I'm doing anything bad.
Why would you not want them to see it?
I don't know. I just don't want them thinking, worrying like I've got like a side... I think some employers worry that you've got a side hustle and like they might worry about that, me leaving or something like that. And they might not think I'm focused on my work because I'm focused on YouTube. I don't know.
Mm, what do you think about that? Because that's an interesting... Because what's the difference between just having a personal brand and putting yourself out there and trying to influence people and then appearing to just be distracted and unsatisfied? Like,
I think it's a hard one as well because obviously, say if they knew that you had your YouTube channel, like they could be like, oh, say if you were getting a bit distracted at work, they could say it's that, but then everyone has their personal life. They're just not videoing it. Someone could be more... not focused.
Someone could be more focused by playing PlayStation.
Yeah.
And another thing is, I believe, how you do anything is how you do everything.
Yeah.
So if you're good or focused at YouTube, then you'll be good and focused at work.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
So if I see my staff, unless there's a conflict of interest, if there's a conflict of interest, that's another thing. But having a YouTube channel and talking about your experiences and sharing your life with the world, I don't see that as a conflict of interest. Yeah. So any of my staff that want to have a YouTube channel, I'll encourage them. I'll encourage them.
Literally, Samuel will message me every week like, you doing it? Yeah, you do it. Like, super encouraging.
I was going to ask you actually, you know, with your YouTube channel, because you've asked me this, where do you see it going? Do you think I want to be a big YouTuber in your head? Or
no, for me, it's kind of just like, I think at the minute, YouTube for me is very much just to get my own fulfillment. I think when you've wanted to do it, like, I mean, like, way back, like, I watched YouTube from, like, the beginning, and I wanted to do it from there. Oh, wow. So from me, it's just fulfillment, like, that tiny period of time where I put a video up, I've never felt more fulfilled.
Oh, you should have done it from crazy. Years ago.
I know. It's just crazy, and it's just such a personal thing. Yeah. So then it's annoying to me that something so not personal is stopping me.
Yeah, like, you should just do it.
I didn't actually know that was the reason, but now it makes sense.
Yeah. Mm. No, it's completely fulfillment.
And also, I knew that. I knew that bit. I didn't know that it was... I didn't put the two and two together that because you're a professional videographer, then you feel like people will judge you. Because if you put out a video and it's not perfect, people are like, aren't you supposed to be a videographer? But you know what?
Number one... Good. It gives you comments.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. You put it out really bad. Yeah. Honestly, I know YouTubers that do that kind of thing. They'll do things like they'll deliberately put a misspelling in the title.
Or they'll put something on their top or something. Or they'll make their hair like
wrong. Yeah. Wrong. Deliberate misspelling. And then they know that everyone's going to be like in the comments, oh, you spelled this word wrong. Trying to be nice or trying to be critical.
It's true.
But then it's just going to get more comments, which is going to help the algorithms.
Yep.
It's crazy.
So do it. Enjoy it.
And not everyone's going to know. I didn't know you were a videographer.
And not everyone's going to know that. You're not a videographer. Not you're a talent manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense. It's just great. Like, it is... I feel like personal branding, like, we talk about personal branding so much, but I feel like it is just, like, an incredible thing. Like, you probably have, like, a lot of brands reach out to you and that kind of thing.
But
and
I it's usually, just... I'm awful. I don't... I should probably work with more brands, but I feel like I actually enjoy just talking about what I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But when I have to promote something or something, I don't look forward to it as
but
much.
But you didn't mind that time when I paid you to promote the
course. Oh, yeah. That was yeah, I suppose.
I don't think you could pay someone to do what you did, though. You could, like, how could you pay someone to leave a heart?
You'd have to be giving me, like, a lot
big
of money.
Big money.
So it was for me to be talking like that. And also, like, people said it was scripted. There's no way you're that feminine to give me that script. Like, it just sounds ridiculous.
No, but what about Amelia? I think I mentioned to you, Amelia came on the podcast. First time you came on the podcast, asked me a load of questions. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she was going to ask me. And people said, you know, I bet Samuel gave Amelia those questions beforehand and they rehearsed it. It's like, are you serious? Like, it's just...
But they're the sort of people that, like, your neighbours that are nosy. It's like the same. Yeah. Like, to speculate, oh, what's she doing over there? Like,
I haven't got time. I do a video every day.
Yeah. I mean, fair play to them, they want to speculate, but it's not actually helping them. And anyone that's subscribed to me, I would never recommend them using their time that way. Just see things for what it is, don't worry. And
so should everybody be a YouTuber?
No. It depends what you mean by define YouTuber. I think everybody should document what they do.
I don't know.
Go on, Grace.
Do you reckon? Cool.
You know what? I am so old school. Like, if it was up to me, we'd have no social media.
It's in like
Instagram or Facebook, because I see school kids that's like, you can't enjoy yourself anymore, you have to document your whole life. And it's like, why don't you just say, if we have a chat, we're having a chat now, but if we document our whole day and we're aware that, I don't know, it's just, you can't relax and enjoy yourself. Obviously you've got videographers, so it's a bit different, but a normal person's gonna have their phone and you'll stop and like, all right guys, let's, you know what I mean, all the time. But I get what you mean. It's the way we're going now.
Well,
and it's the
here's
way
the
forward.
Funny thing. People say, you know, I've seen these pictures of where they have like cartoons of everyone just staring at their phone.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
Isn't it antisocial? But then if you look 60 years ago, you see the same picture on the bus and everyone just reading a newspaper.
Yeah.
It's
true. So,
at least they're getting educated with the newspaper.
No, because a newspaper is telling you what to think, whereas a phone, you can actually search.
Yeah, that is true, You can search for what you want to know.
So I think that I actually am quite pro, like my kids, they'll be on the iPad and stuff. I'm happy for them to be on the iPad. And people say, oh, it's terrible, get them off the iPad. I'm like, no, because if they want to be rich, believe me, they're going to need to know how to use a computer.
Yeah,
it's true.
So for me to take that away from them, so their kids, they shouldn't be on it. As long as they're not on it loads, as long as they're still playing with toys and it's balanced. But, and I'm still figuring this out. I'm not saying my way is right, but I think it's good. Be on the phone. The phone is not antisocial, because I use my YouTube channel to actually promote physical events.
Yeah.
So I bring people together. I use the internet as a way to bring people physically together who would never get together if it wasn't for that.
But it depends how you're using it, because I've seen you even now, you're not like on your phone and not talking. Some people will literally, like, you'll see a group of friends and they're not talking, they're just on their phone. So it depends.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
That's the case of anything. Though. Yeah. You can over, you know, just to say, you shouldn't, like, anything you're interested in. I could be interested in watches, but then I could be obsessed and just looking at
That's true.
But that's the case of anything.
I suppose with everything in moderation.
And the reason people are obsessed with technology and phones and computers is because they're so frigging good.
It's quite addictive.
Yeah, because it's addictive because it's so good. Like, you have the world in your hand. You can find out anything you need to know online within reason.
We're very lucky.
Oh, we're great. I think it's the best time to be alive.
Yeah.
It's the best time. Like, if you want to get rich, like, now... You've got so much opportunity. You have it on your phone.
But listen, like now in 2020, we have cars, so we can drive to properties to view them. We have planes. If we need to fly, we have the internet in our hands. There's just no excuses as to why. It's just everything's there. Yeah. So I think it's great.
Yeah, I get the whole balance thing. I think there definitely needs to be balance, but I feel like personal branding and filming yourself and just putting yourself out there is just such a powerful thing.
Yeah.
Like, you must know that people, like, you'll probably walk into some rooms now or go to some events and people just know who you are.
Yeah.
And it's quite, like, humbling to know that you can just walk into a room and be like, people know you. So say if you were doing business from it. So say if you were, like, property or anything like that, you can kind of get deals and, like, people know who you are before you even enter the room.
Yeah, that's true. You can use it, like, don't get me wrong, like, it can be an amazing thing.
I think we're getting you a bit wrong.
But I don't recommend every single person to be, like, on it all the time. Depends what you're doing. Like, we obviously do YouTube, so we need to be on it. But if for an ordinary person that isn't doing YouTube...
Here's what I say. If people hate being on camera, I still suggest... that they document what they're doing, even if it's just, we probably have the same opinions because we spend so much time together, so it's good to be challenged. We've been sat together.
Yeah.
But I tell my students who are doing property, like, I say, look, if you can't be on camera because you just hate that, then at least take pictures. You can do an article on it.
Do you mean like to inspire people?
Not just to inspire people, but also, let's say you're buying, I said this to your mum, you know, she's done loads of really good property deals for the last however many years, right? She's on the academy. And I said to her, if you've got pictures and the stories, it's a case study. So then if you want to joint venture with people or do business with people, you can say, look, here's my... It's a portfolio. It's an entrepreneur's CV.
Yeah.
My YouTube channel is an entrepreneur's CV. If you want to get to know me, you want to figure out what I'm about, you want to see the best of me, you want to see the worst of me, you look on my YouTube channel, you look on my social media, you see my pictures, you see my story, you see my testimonials, you'll see... depending on how you want to see it, if you want to view it through LinkedIn and see a more professional version, or if you want to go on Instagram and see a more fun, snappy version, or YouTube and get a more in-depth version, I am online. people cannot buy from you if they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And people know who I am because I put myself out there, meaning it's very easy for me to do business with people. I'll walk into an estate agent and they know who I am already, but yeah, it's very easy for me to do a deal with them because they know who I am. And if someone doesn't like me, then they'd have got to know me and not liked me anyway, so at least it's over with faster.
Yeah. And it's just the thing that's always there for you. Like, even when you sleep, your YouTube videos are there, and people can watch it and they're still engaging with you, but it's almost like passively meeting people. Yeah. If that's kind of what
they said, you should spend 7 hours. The average person will want to spend 7 hours with you before they do business with you.
Oh, really?
So you either have to spend 7 hours with people or have 7 hours worth of footage.
Have you been watching 7 hours of my bit?
I've seen you now for 7 hours, so now.
So now it's alright.
Yeah, so the same with writing a book. If you write a book, someone reads the book, takes them 3 hours to read the book, they've spent 3 hours with you. You wrote it once and suddenly you've impacted someone and someone's got to know you.
Yeah.
So, no, I totally get what you mean, but you're doing really well and you're like really informative. But not everyone is, not being mad, but not every single person is doing what you're doing. So it just depends what you're doing.
And I think you can always kind of use it to, even if you were, like, you can use it to your advantage. So you might not want to do property, but you might want to, even if you just did it to like build your confidence, or maybe you wanted to tell someone about your little side hustle, or even just like little things is quite.
And we always underrate ourselves. So to us, you might think, oh, that person's not done much, but actually 1,000 interesting things has happened to them probably.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. The only thing I would like to say against it is that a lot of people, especially influencers, only show one side of their life.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why on my channel I talk about everything. I don't know if you've seen my other videos.
So I only watch the property ones.
You only watch the happy ones. But like, that's why on my channel I'm very real and I say, look, life isn't always like plain sailing, things happen. And I feel like a lot of influencers, no shade to them, obviously that's their brand or whatever, but I feel like people watch them thinking, why isn't my life all like sunny and rosy all the time? And that's the only thing, I think that's the main critique I have of it. That if everyone was really real, like you are real, but other people were like, oh yeah, everything's always good. And
you said on one video that I'm the only YouTuber that you watch.
You're the only YouTuber I watch, and like consistently.
That's a compliment.
Because I don't really
spend, you picked a good channel.
Because I don't really spend a lot of my time like on watching YouTube, to be honest. But
But when you do, you're watching me.
Yeah.
What did you like about YouTube channel?
It's really informative, and you're like very enthusiastic to the point, and you have lots of like different videos. So then I don't have to like watch you like for I can get to what I want to see.
I was so happy a minute ago.
You can just see what you want. You don't.
You can choose the videos that apply to you, and which don't.
Yeah, it's very direct, so it's good.
Yeah,
you're helping lots of people, and you've got good testimony. Like, there's loads of people saying they've become financially free from watching your videos. So
every week.
Yeah.
And what's your goal with YouTube?
That's the thing. I actually don't have one. And when you asked me that the other day, I was like, I actually need to actually have one, because I always tell people you need to have an aim. You need to know where you're going. I am with every other part of my life, but with YouTube, I just see it as, oh, it's something I enjoy doing. I like helping people. But maybe I need to see it more in a business way, perhaps. And
you have been on like courses to learn about YouTube, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been on one.
How was it?
It was good.
What was the best thing you learned?
There was a guy called Daryl Eves. You may have heard of him. And yeah, he was just saying about the algorithm, about collaborating. What else was it? It was last year.
So this is a collab.
Yeah, this is a collab. Yeah, he said to collaborate with other YouTubers or even like mention someone.
How does this come about then? So this collab, what we're doing, the three of us, like, from someone who's a YouTuber or someone who's wanting to be a YouTuber or understand collabs, like, how does it come about and what's the crack?
What do you mean, like, how do you approach people?
Or how does it work? See, because I think probably different YouTubers have got different... I don't even understand the etiquette, probably. That's why Amelia does all that stuff. But like, from my perspective, I don't care about when I'm getting people on my channel or if I'm going on other people's channel. I don't really care about how many subscribers or views they get.
So that's good that you're humble.
I don't care about any of that stuff. All I care about is, do I like them and do I think they're going to be able to provide insight to my guys?
No, it's... The thing is, you can collaborate with anyone, but a lot of YouTubers only want to collaborate with someone in their caliber sort of thing.
Well, it's got the same amount of subscribers.
Yeah. So it's hard for like smaller YouTubers to then, because they're like, oh, you know, you haven't got enough sort of thing.
Do you know what?
So it's good that you don't care.
Amelia might have a different opinion because we do get approached a lot by people wanting to do collabs and do things. And if I had it my way, I would just say yes to everybody, I think.
You put that thing on me. He's like, I would say yes, but
so
you.
if you're listening to this and you've been told no, that is
your fault.
What are you looking for, Amelia? When you're looking for collab partners or people to do stuff with, get on the channel.
Yep.
Like, what are you looking for?
Value. Like, if someone can bring value, if someone's got a unique perspective, if someone's got a cool story.
The thing I don't like is if people want to come on and just like try and sell, or they're just like, just, you know, just really, really like self-promotion or self. Like, if I go on someone's channel, I did the other day, I went on, and I don't know how many subscribers he's got, and guess what? I don't care. He's a friend. I went on the channel, Marcus De Maria. I don't think you met him, actually. I don't think you were there.
I didn't meet him.
What were you doing not there? That's crazy. Anyway, so Marcus came round and he interviewed me, and he's got a channel about stocks and shares.
Oh, cool.
So that's his thing. Now, he's interviewing me on his channel. Number one, I am not going to poo-poo stocks and shares on his channel and try and go, oh, you should do property instead. Because that would be, I would see that as me being a dick. So instead, when I'm talking and giving analogies, I'm actually talking in terms of stocks a bit. And of course, I'm bringing a bit of balance talking about property. But I'm not trying to get his subscribers to change their own. Secondly, I'm respectful of him because it's his channel. So I'm going to be bigging him up. I chose to say yes because clearly I like him and his channel, so I'm going to say that. I'm going to talk about how he's helped me. I'm going to talk about the. So just being respectful. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to be trying to talk about, if you want to joint venture, message me, or trying to be even subtle. Like, I'm just there to give value. I don't care how many subscribers he's got. And when people come on my channel, I expect the same. Same story. Tell us what about you. Do you have a collab? And if so, why?
No, a few people have approached me about a collab. But for me, they're nothing, not saying they're nothing like me. They'll say, oh, well, I have similar content to you. And that's one thing I'd say, if they have similar content or you can relate to each other. Because you could have someone sitting here and they could only do like makeup videos, which I love makeup, don't get me wrong. But we have to have a rapport. And also you have to be valuable to my audience too. Yeah. Like, I'm not just going to have someone there that's some random person that everyone's like, who's this?
Has to be on point.
Yeah,
with the message.
I have been approached, and to be honest, you're the first one I've said yes to.
Oh, well. Well, I'm honoured. Yeah. I'll tell you the point of my YouTube channel, while Amelia sinks deep within her soul to remember her point.
No, I was just going to say about when people are like, say if someone was really plugging themselves on camera, I'm kind of like, the whole point of a collab is like, you'll be on their channel, they might be on yours, that kind of thing. And you're going to get people go to your channel naturally if you give value. Yes. Like, you don't necessarily need to like kind of plug yourself.
It's true. It's true. Here's my points, and I'd love to know what you think of these points. Okay, number one, anybody can be financially free.
Anybody that has a mental positive attitude and is hardworking can be financially free.
Yeah.
Okay, next. You can buy property starting with nothing.
From watching your course, yeah, you can.
Good debt is really good.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I've got good debt, yeah. Yeah,
because some people say debt's bad.
No, it's not.
I agree. Education is the best investment.
Yes, knowledge is power always. The more you know, I always say the more you know, the more you earn. Yep.
Property investing is easy.
I haven't done it yet.
No, but you know about it.
I bought a home, and it's easier than people think.
You know why I say that? You know why I say it's easy? And I get stick for this. Because people say, it's not easy, it's really hard.
It's no harder than anything else.
Listen, property investing, people make it so complicated. Mm. It's actually not that complicated. Yes, it's like driving. Yeah. I'm not saying, if I say driving a car, if I'm your driving instructor and you get in the lesson, and you try to get in for your first lesson, I go, by the way, this is really hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be really difficult. What I'm doing is I'm disempowering that person. If I say, listen, this is very easy. Of course, you're going to need the lessons, but there's not much to this and you're going to get it. It's going to become second nature. It's the same. Property investing, yes, it's hard if you don't know what you're doing and you're going to get yourself in a pickle. And yes, it's going to take hard work.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's my point. Qualifications are overrated.
Yeah, they are.
Namely, a YouTube channel is more valuable than a CV.
Yeah, I agree with that. Experience is more valuable.
Yeah, the system wants you to be poor.
Yes. What do you mean, the government?
I mean, I'm not just the government.
Well, it works in people's favour if people
I think the government do want you to be poor.
Yeah, they do.
The government
That government scheme that I spoke about and you spoke about, the Help to Buy one,
yeah,
that doesn't allow you to buy another home if you want to buy a second home.
No, because they don't want you to. And I'm not just talking about the government, I'm talking about the whole system.
Mm.
I'm talking I'm talking about the education system, I'm talking about the banks, I'm talking about 100%. The super rich, the elite. I'm talking about the government, I'm talking about the media.
Yeah, they teach you that you need money, but they don't teach you how to make money at school. They teach you, the way you make money is you have to go and get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The traditional way.
And the last one is you create your own life.
Yes, 100%. You are responsible for everything in your life.
That is just there.
Yeah.
That's my message.
No, it's true.
And everything I talk about falls down to that.
Mm. No, I 100% agree. And I think often we have this like blame culture in the UK that we like to blame everyone for everything, like our failures or, oh, wait, that happened because of this. But if everyone just took accountability for their like actions and like even the mistakes I've made, it's been my fault. Mm. So you learn from your mistakes and then you're better.
Yeah, you fail your way to success.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure you've made. Have you made any mistakes?
Well, it depends. How you define it? It depends. Of course, I've made mistakes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look back at my life and say, oh, I've got regrets.
Okay. Yeah. Your mistakes make you.
Yeah. Not even mistakes, but okay. If I ring up an agent and try and negotiate to buy a property and they say, no, that's too low, how dare you, be so rude and put the phone down on me, that's a failure.
No.
Well, my objective was for me to make the call and get a win.
Yeah.
And I didn't, so I failed. In the same way that if I kick the ball to go in the target and it misses, I failed the shot.
You're going to get some no's sometimes.
I failed the shot, but I'm not going to fail the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, okay, that call right there failed. And at that point, I can choose to say, well, am I a failure?
Mm. You can give up.
Have
or
I
you
failed
continue.
In property investing? No. Am I a failure? No. Did that call fail? Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's the thing.
So you probably have had a lot of failure to get where you are.
I've had a lot of failure in my life. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've had a lot of no's. But I've also had more wins and more yeses than nearly anyone will know.
I think a lot of people, like, if they get a knockback, that sort of knocks them properly back. Whereas someone like you would be like, all right, that's happened. How can I learn from this? Let's keep going.
Mm.
So if you have that sort of mentality, you will go far.
Here's what I want to know from you, Grace. Why have you not got your second home yet? Because you've been talking about it for ages.
No, I am going to buy it.
When?
Yeah. I'm going to look in 2 weeks.
Okay, do you have your deposit saved?
I've got my equity.
Are you going to refinance?
Quite a lot of equity. Yeah.
That's so cool. Because you've been going on about it forever.
No, last year I was going to do it, and then Nationwide didn't let me take equity out. But I know how to get around that.
Shade on Nationwide!
Don't go with them. But yeah, I felt like I wasn't in the right place mentally, and then I worked on my. I always believe that you have to be mentally prepared for everything, and now I am, and I know what I want to do 100%.
Yeah.
And there was other things as well. I won't go into them, like politically, might happen.
I mean, hey, we don't have to go there, but I think there was a lot of people that were worried about Brexit.
Yeah, that's Brexit.
Yeah.
And also with something else as well, like say if Labour got involved, I think they would.
No. Listen.
They would have given more rights to renters.
You might be worried about talking about this stuff. I'm not.
Okay.
And I'm cool to talk on the channel about this stuff. Yeah. I saw Labour's
manifesto.
I saw what Jeremy Corbyn was saying. What he was saying he was going to do. People were absolutely pooing themselves.
Yeah.
Scared like crazy. Guess what I was doing? I was buying.
Oh, because obviously the price is lower.
Because everyone was so scared.
Yeah.
Not only was I buying, I was also 100% confident that Labour would not get in.
Oh, okay.
I was so confident I did a YouTube...
I didn't know.
Listen, I was so confident I did a YouTube video about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, then I said the YouTube video. Because there was a guy who said, I'm going to hold off because of Labour. What do you think? Well, then I
said... You said something like you'd give 10,000.
I said, I'll give you 10 grand, man. I'll give you 10... No, you can give... You tell me your favourite charity, I'll give 10 grand if Labour get in.
Oh, okay.
So I knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. So I didn't, because everyone on my like Facebook and stuff, proper Labour supporters. So I thought, oh God.
And do you know what it is usually? And listen, I've got very good friends who are Labour supporters.
Yeah, same.
And I wouldn't even say I'm this party or that party. I believe that you create your own economy.
Yeah, 100%, I believe that.
You
as
create
well.
Your own economy. However, sometimes... Some of the far left wings, liberal people, they tend to be a lot more vocal, should we say.
Yes, that is true.
Now I'm messing with Grace.
Yeah, you're messing
hair.
With my hair.
I'm messing with. Did I mess with your head at the crash course?
Yeah, I think you know what? I was like really mentally tired, but
you
I think I couldn't sleep for 2 days.
Head is just ticking over. Like, yeah. What can I do?
I think only like now it's sort of settled.
You've settled now.
It's settled.
And now I'm messing with you again.
Yeah, now you're messing with me again.
What was your first experience with the crash course? Did it mess with your head at all, or were you just like not at all messed with it?
I just felt like super motivated. Yeah. And I think a lot of people as well, because you've been in a room for 2 days with everyone that's, you know, now on the same level, like energy-wise and everything, and then you leave and you all go home and you're just kind of like at home like,
yeah.
On
yeah.
your own, like you're not high-fiving anyone anymore, you know. It's just kind of crazy. So I think I was definitely like switched on for a few days after, kind of like just still motivated for it. For
yeah. Do you kind of feel when you leave an environment like that? Because I run a lot of training programs. Mm. I also attend a lot of training programs.
Oh, do you?
So I go to. I've spent millions of pounds on going on courses and being consulted in the last few years.
Oh wow!
Millions.
Even now, like
even
this
now.
Year.
Is that right?
Yeah, like we're booking him in at the minute. He's already like paid for it and everything. With them, like Grant Cardone, to have like one-on-one training.
Yeah.
Oh, so you go to more one-on-one training than like. A
room no, I do rooms as well.
Oh, cool.
I go to all sorts. You've met some of my business coaches.
Yeah.
Done some strategic planning, and it's not cheap. Mm. It's expensive. But then every time I invest in my own training, and I know that I'm growing as a person, I just think that's the best investment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You just can't beat that.
It's yourself, yeah. I agree.
Can't beat that.
Yeah. And it means when you're selling training as well, like it'd be kind of hypocritical of you to sell training but then never train yourself.
Well,
it
would be go true. Against everything. It would grain against my soul core being for me not to, just because I believe in it. The reason I teach people is because I believe in, the reason I have a training company is because I believe in training.
Yeah. You and know. At least you're not a know-it-all that thinks you don't need to know anything else.
That's the worst.
So that's good that you're
not
always...
at all. I even learn from my students. Oh. There's even this YouTuber that does property videos, help to buy stuff that I learn from.
Oh, cool.
Great.
I didn't even get that. I thought, is he taking a mic? But yeah, no, it's good. Knowledge is power always, and the more you learn, the better. I'm always teaching myself as well.
What inspires you? Why do you talk about property so much on your channel? Because I know you haven't even yet bought your first investment property.
Yeah.
You obviously don't.
You know what? On my channel, I talk about the normal way. So like buying your... Because most people just want to buy a home, like to live in.
Yeah.
And I talk about that because a lot of people say it helps. And I've actually got like sent pictures of keys. People bought homes because of watching my videos and stuff. And I give them belief. And even my friends, like two of my girl mates have bought houses, and they always say, if you weren't my friend, I wouldn't have bought my house.
That's so good.
So it's like giving yourself belief that you can do this, and then you do it. So I haven't gone on that route on my channel about the investment property yet. I have spoken about that I'm going to do that. But yeah, I try and focus on like your mind more than anything, because
mind is important.
It's,
I think as well, like you've researched stuff for yourself, and then you've just shared that.
Exactly,
which is a great thing.
I think that's powerful though, because a lot of people won't read, like you were saying before, like people won't read the fine print and the fact that you like package it.
I'm a geek.
Well,
I don't look like one, but I do read a lot, and if I'm gonna do something, I want to know everything about it before I do it.
What was the very first YouTube video you ever did? And what made you do it?
I think I did a makeup one, but only because my friends kept telling me to do it, and I was like,
about it. Yours was a makeup one, wasn't it?
What was one for? No, mine was just I've wanted to do YouTube for 6 years, introduction.
Oh, okay. 6 years later.
Oh, cool.
6 years later. Yeah. I'm sure you did makeup.
I like, always the first thing you think of when you think of YouTube, just like, I guess I'll put makeup on my face. So I think it's cool to see like people doing more interesting content, like you, and like loads of other girls.
My first YouTube video was, if I remember, was me just going round the house to look at to buy, and I just thought, oh, I'll just video it.
So not makeup. Cool.
Did you set out to be a YouTuber, or you just did it? Yeah.
No, I never set out to be a YouTuber.
Oh, okay. When did you want to get serious? What made you want to become serious with YouTube?
The evergreenness of YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your videos are very evergreen.
Yes. But no other platform on social media is so evergreen. So if it's almost like a library. Mm. So if someone says to me, Samuel, can you teach? Oh, I need to know. I've got a question. It will probably be in my YouTube channel, and if it's not, then I'll need to do one.
Do you ever worry that you're going to run out of video ideas?
No.
Okay.
You know why? Because everything's changing as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So things are changing, rules are changing. And every time, I get hundreds of people messaging me asking me questions about property. Mm-hmm. So there's always something new or something I've not even thought of. Like, that's interesting. Okay. I'll do a video about it.
Yeah, and even you go to different countries now. Like you went to America, did an FF challenge. Yeah. Oh, so cool. Even like different markets are pretty interesting, which we'll be looking into more.
What do you want to see on my YouTube channel in 2020?
What you're doing?
Yeah, what do you want to see? What's your favourite kind of video? What do you think I should do?
I like your informative videos, and I also like your documentaries. They're interesting.
That kind of sums up pretty much every video.
Everything. Well, ones that help me, honestly.
Yeah. What's like the one video that like sticks out to you, other than maybe an FF challenge?
Well, I'm really interested in the HMO videos because obviously, and they are HMO. Yeah. But I've watched a lot of them, but I can't remember like. But I like the one with Glenn.
Yes, I think Blackpool challenge. On
that one. Yeah, that was really good. That could have been on TV. That was really good.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. My favourite video of you was definitely the one where you talked about me.
Oh, obviously. Is that the only one you watched?
No. I've watched lots. I was watching you when you came in as well.
Yeah, you actually was.
Doing my due diligence, baby.
You're just doing some research on me.
Yeah, I was doing some research. So, hey, I've loved chatting with you guys.
Yeah, it's been great.
I'm cheering you on with YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're going to blow.
Do you think?
I think so.
It's just fresh content as well. I think your channel has a lot of content that a lot of people aren't putting out there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But your channel's definitely going to blow.
My channel's already
blown, and it's going to go even further.
It's already blown a little bit. It's kind of like a.
but because I think when I started watching, it was like you had 60,000, and that was like a year ago. So already.
No, not even that.
Maybe 40,000.
Probably a year ago, maybe 40,000.
Yeah.
So it's done really well.
Yeah, but now it's really going crazy. But no, I'll keep watching with interest. On the property side of things, so I'm looking forward to seeing you killing it.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to persuade her to join the academy. I'll be on it. When the cameras are off. That's when I'll sell
you. Yeah.
When the cameras are off. But did you find, how selly was the crash course?
How well?
How did you feel that the crash course was like a hard sell?
No. It's way less.
That's what some people think.
No, I know, because that's what I was expecting. But I've been to other seminars and they're way more.
We just make a short offer.
And the thing is, it's normal to, I think, sell your course.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd be a charity.
Yeah. Like, we just make like a 15-minute, hey, this is the programme.
Yeah.
This is where I'll tell you a bit about it. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I don't think it's silly at all.
I don't know why people say that. I just think, you know what? People that are that sensitive to being sold to, I'll say something controversial now. People that are that sensitive, that they feel like a 15-minute little short offer is like, oh my gosh, I was sold to and it's terrible. It's the worst thing that ever happened to me. They will never be able to sell themselves because they're so sensitive about this whole topic of sales. They'll never be able to sell.
Yeah.
If you will never be able to sell, you're never going to make any money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because sales equals income. Mm. So if you come to the crash course and you're so upset by a 15-minute offer in a 14-hour day, then you probably should not go out to be an entrepreneur.
No, it's true. And also, I think people say, well, because you naturally have enthusiasm and so do all your speakers. So imagine if you was like, all right, we're going to sell this to you now. And all of a sudden you're just like, yeah, we got this course and it's really... But I think because you're enthusiastic, they're like, oh, they're trying to sell us something. But that is how you are. Mm. So I think people don't correlate that and don't quite understand that obviously you're an enthusiastic person. You have to sell something. You're not going to be like... Depressed selling it, are you?
Yeah, we're going to do danger.
I know from speaking to you, you obviously really believe in your course and you want me to go in it because you know it's going to help me. It's not because you just want to make money from me, and I can tell that. So,
And I don't see money anyway.
Yeah. You don't even take a cut from the
I don't take
business.
A salary from it. So, no. And I'm told by lots of people sometimes, you know, change your market, why don't you only, because we cater to wealthy, very wealthy people.
Yeah, we've been advised a lot to only cater to people. That, you know, have a certain amount of money, celebrities only, this person only, but
because we could just do like a lot with them. But the thing is, I'm a working class guy. I grew up at times knowing what it's like to not have anything. I haven't got an amazing education, left school at 16, so I want to help people.
A good thing.
Yeah,
I don't want to just work with only people that have got 250 grand and above in the bank, qualified investors only.
Yeah.
So, because that's not my...
And it's like gatekeeping, like not letting everyone in. The whole point about you is that you're making...
Because you'd be criticised if you did that as well. So either way, you can't win, I think.
Yeah, because then it would be just a case of, oh, it only works with people.
Yeah, of the higher status.
Ultimately, though, you know, I get a lot of satisfaction from what I do. And I know some people might say, oh, it was silly, but like... That I've got thick enough skin to know that actually we're helping so many people. We were just at an academy training today. How was it?
Amazing. Like the room was just the energy.
Yeah,
like,
energy is so good.
The crash course energy is amazing. But at the academy, because that's everyone who's properly boring. Oh, wow. It's just like
it's a whole new level.
Oh,
it's
cool. A whole new level.
And the amount of people in the room at the academy events that are killing it, doing deals, financially free. It's just it's quite surreal. It feels like Samuel Leeds property paradise. We should call it property. Because it's just honestly, because it's like, when do you ever have a room of people where most of the people in the room are financially free, are doing deals?
Yeah,
that
is so like, rare.
Being in that environment, the positive peer pressure in the property paradise room is just second to none.
Yeah,
and how can you not be successful when you personally know so many people that are financially free? It just rubs off.
Yeah, no, you're right, it does.
You can't get that from online training.
Yeah.
It just rubs off.
And I think in person you learn way more anyway.
Well, it's our programs, I call them doinars, not seminars.
Yeah, it is a doinar.
Yeah.
I didn't have to go to the gym that day.
What's that?
I said I didn't have to go to the gym that day.
No, you're too busy jumping up, picking up phones, calling agents, running around, doing things. So, now that's awesome. If we can help you in any way, let us know. We'll need to we'll leave a link in the description to your amazing YouTube channel. Grace,
you.
Anna, Stasia.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Woo! Love it. Thanks.